Good afternoon, y'all. It's good to see y'all today. Guys, the readings today are fantastic. Again, we're still in the Acts of the Apostles, so I enjoy opening that up a little bit to see how our history works, how we grew as a church, as a Catholic church. So what you see today is a really important meeting that is happening in the early church, and it's the meeting to talk about circumcision, all right? So circumcision was the old law, right? That was the law of Abraham. That God made a covenant with his people. And that was the outward sign. So whenever God made a covenant with Noah, the outward sign was a rainbow, right? With Abraham, he would be the father of all the nations, and his sign was circumcision. That was the outward sign. And if you weren't circumcised as a Jew, you weren't part of the family. You see, that's what covenants do. Covenants bring you into the family of God. He becomes your father. You become a son and daughter, right? And the girls, of course, can't be circumcised, so they fall under the spiritual protection of their dad. So if their dad was circumcised, the girl in the ancient Judaism was automatically part of the covenant family of God. So as a little boy, even Jesus, at 8 days old, had to be brought to the temple and circumcised according to Jewish traditions, all right? So in the very body of Jesus, we see the covenant fulfilled. It's important for us to realize that, because Scripture says that Christ, Jesus, didn't come to abolish the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill them. And so in the very body of Jesus, as he hung upon the cross, that's the new covenant. Right here is the cross. It's the Eucharist. This is all the same thing. This is the new covenant that Jesus Christ himself establishes. Only God establishes covenants. Right? We, as people, establish legal contracts between one another. But when you include God, a covenant happens. Marriage is that same type of covenant, right? So in the body of Jesus, as he hung upon the cross, he didn't have this little rag on. He would have been crucified naked. And in his very body, you would have seen the covenant of Abraham fulfilled in the body of Christ on the cross. Magnificent to pray with that, right? So the covenant is super, 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 super important. So what's happening in the church today is converts are coming into the church, right? And the Pharisees, who were part of the Jewish priesthood, so to speak, they were the scholars. They were saying, if you converted, if you were a Gentile, and you converted to the church, not to Judaism, but to the way, then you still had to be circumcised, no matter how old you were. Oof. Yeah. Yeah, imagine, right? I mean, that's tough. That's a tough one to swallow. And so Paul and Barnabas go to Jerusalem to speak with Peter and the other apostles. And they're like, okay, is this the way that we have to do it? Or did Christ really establish a new covenant? If so, the old covenant has been fulfilled. And we don't have to hold them to the standard of the old covenant because Christ is a new covenant. Therefore, we follow a new law. You get it? This is huge, guys. I can't tell you how big this is. In ancient Judaism, this was the end all be all. If you did not have circumcision, you were not part of the family, period, right? I kind of picture it like Little League Baseball and pro baseball, right? As a Little League Baseball player, you have that little T-ball, right? We had that growing up, and the ball is sitting there on the little T-ball stand, and you boop, and you hit it, and you take off running. Remember that? Imagine if you would hold a pro baseball player to the same standards as a T-ball player. Imagine Babe Ruth stepping up to the plate and hitting the ball off of a T-ball. Like, that would be ridiculous. You'd be like, there's no point in that. Exactly. That's the old, and you can't mix it with the new, right? It's been fulfilled. Babe Ruth is the fulfillment of a T-ball player. He's the perfection of it, right? So it's important that we kind of see what's going on, because this is the church growing. This is our faith, our family growing, and these were the family issues. And they had to come up to a decision. And ultimately, Peter is going to speak. They're going to put all the pieces on the table. Here's the pros and here's the cons. And in a little while, we're going to see Peter stands up and says, okay, here's the teaching of the church. Boom. No more circumcision as part of the covenant. Right? So what brings us into the covenant? It's baptism, right? That's why we do this as babies, is because in the old covenant, yes, they did babies as circumcision, right? And so in the new covenant, it's still infants, but it's now baptism. And so that's what happens when someone brings their children into the church. Well, why don't you just let them choose for themselves whenever they get older? Well, because they're not part of the family of God if you do that. Infant baptism is necessary for the washing away of original sin, but also for bringing them into the covenant with God as Father. And what happens in baptism, it puts a seal on the soul. And I've used this before, like a cow branding, right? This is my buddy Billy Joe's. This is Bar L Rodeo. If you heat this up and you hit it onto a cow, it claims that cattle for Billy Joe. Nobody can mistake it for anybody else's cattle except for Billy Joe's. That's a Bar L Rodeo, right? That's what happens in baptism. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, our soul is branded. It's claimed for the Father as a son or a daughter of God. That branding can never be washed away, ever. No sin we commit can ever, ever, ever wash away this branding. Just like you can't take it off of a cow unless you cut off his hide. That's gross, right? You can't do that. The soul is now branded. It's claimed by the Father in the love of the Holy Spirit, by the merits of the Son, Jesus Christ. And no matter how far we go astray, we will always be a son and a daughter of God because it's marked on our very souls. Isn't that awesome? So let us be thankful today, right, for our baptism, for your parents saying we want to make them part of a family of God, and for the great love that Jesus had merited by no grace of our own, right? As a baby, I didn't merit that great dignity to become a son or a daughter of God. It was freely given because the Father loves us and wants us to be part of His family, right? So let us remain in that family with great, great gratitude that He has loved us so much. He chose us. And He has branded us, called us to Himself as sons and daughters. Amen.